The Monopoly game at Macca's is in full swing, and there are $532 million worth of prizes up for grabs, with a 1 in 5 chance to win instantly. Download the app, peel, play and win today. Ends on the 20th of October 2020. Full T&Cs at mcdonalds.com.au.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
It is on the day, gentlemen, that we call...
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Yeah, and I've got an absolute ripper today, so I don't say very often I've got a ripper, but because I'm not like you two who just anything will do, I have quality control, and I've got a ripper today, so... When's that? 5:38.
Why not do it now? Rundown.
No, I'll wait till 5:38. It's on the rundown,
okay,
mate.
Okay.
I think the trees have been shredded.
For nothing?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Possibly. We could be texted.
Look, yeah, we really don't need as much paper as we're using.
No,
at
there
the
we go, Sash. We've just made it to see. You know, paper rundowns anymore.
Now.
Not listening? Good.
Big show apart from that.
Lot happening.
Absolutely.
You'll be taken to the cleaners. Uh-huh. Pun intended.
No, I did say something.
You said very, very unworking class of you.
Yeah, no. On reflection, I what I said yesterday was disappointing.
Ah.
And the way I live is disappointing. And maybe I've lost touch with the common person.
Oh, dear. But you know what will get you back?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
Papa Husey's.
Hump day.
Hump Day Hampers.
Yeah, very simple to win these. You just get on the phone, 13 10 60.
Yes.
Hump Day Hampers, thanks to Papa Husey and, of course, to our mates at Gourmet Basket.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, Gourmet Basket.
These are unbelievable. I'm just looking at them now.
A Gourmet Basket is unbeatable.
This is all gourmet stuff.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Give us Maggie some. Beer, quince paste, Charlie's Traditional Lemon, mini melting moments. Yeah. Caramel onion and balsamic relish.
Oh, my God.
Salted chili almonds from Port Wellunga.
Oh,
this could be the most classy box ever delivered.
Go to gourmetbaskets.com.au, shop the delicious hampers online and connect with each other for any occasion.
Yeah, great. Give one to your friends.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I got a friend who needs a hamper.
You know what you could also do?
Give it to me.
Give one to your enemy, because then what you'll have?
Yep.
One less enemy, because you can't receive one of these and not love...
I've only got one enemy.
You do.
Yeah, so here we go.
You should send them one.
Hi, Emily.
I'm going to do it on your behalf.
Papa Husey, I'd like a hamper, please.
Ah, oh, lovely.
No worries.
Thank you.
Your wish is my command.
Thank you very much. Good on you, Emily.
Yep.
Here's Kerry.
Hello, Papa Hughes. How are you?
Yeah, no, I've never been better. talking to you is really... made my week.
And what can Papa Hughes do for you, Kerry?
I would love a little hamper.
No, I'm
You're
sorry.
Get a big one.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's unavailable. We've only got massive hump day hampers, Kerry.
Awesome, thank you.
Big fat hamper coming your way.
Finally, here's Irene.
Hi, Papa Husey.
Hi, Irene.
What can Papa Husey do for you, Irene?
I'd love a hamper, please.
Yeah, well, manners will get you everywhere in this world. There's a lesson for the young people of Australia.
What's she got?
She's got a big, fat hamper from...
Hump Day Hampers from Gourmet Basket. There he is. Papa Hughes, he's done it again.
There we go. We'll be doing more of those hampers next Wednesday. All thanks to gourmetbaskets.com.au.
By Rich Devine.
Yeah, that's
unbelievable.
Great. When we come back, we're talking to a superstar who has been crying on Instagram, and we're going to find out what exactly is wrong with her.
Hundreds and thousands of viewers.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Mate, you're a bit down.
Mate, I was because there was a...
You still are.
Instagram video.
Spark up.
Well, there was an Instagram video of someone that we know, absolutely sobbing today. Not fake internet crying, really sobbing. We've got to play a little bit.
Who is it?
She can barely speak. Well, it's Ali, who was the Bachelorette.
Yeah, we love Ali.
I know that. Let's have a little listen. Couldn't speak.
Can I say I've seen the video and she's still very attractive even when she's crying.
I know that.
She cries.
Yeah, it's pretty crying.
No, but I'm not saying she's... I'm just saying she looks great crying.
I know she does. She looks great.
Not that I want to see her cry, obviously. I don't want to see that.
No, I know, but Yeah, right. Tough for me to segue from that. But she writes underneath, "You always seem happy, me."
You do.
"You always see happy me. This is me today and has been me, my daily occurrence since my breakup. It's bloody slow healing, sadness and hurt. Feel my whole body. Meditation, yoga, exercise, nature, cooking, family, friends, and focusing on my goals allows for peaceful spirit."
But still not filling the hole.
No, you don't chime in. Right. "I've never experienced anything like this where my soul still feels connected. I still love, but we don't align." It's sobbing. And it, hundreds and thousands of views.
So she's broken up with her bloke.
Yeah, from the guy from...
Tate.
Yeah.
So the guy that she chose because she was the bachelorette.
Yes,
so she got to... She had 20 guys to choose from, and she...
And I remember seeing them together when they came in for the interviews, and I thought, yeah,
they're meant for each other forever.
Angie Kent, first one to comment.
Oh, that's
she
nice.
Knows a thing or two about heartbreak. "Thinking of you, beautiful lady, always here for a chat." Well, I feel you.
They lasted longer than Angie did with Carlin.
Now he's... Look at this.
What?
Why are you turning on Carlin?
I'm not turning on Carlin. I'm just saying that Ali and Tate gave it a red-hot crack. And it's tough, though, obviously. You know, they went way past what was contractually
obligated. Do you know what else is the second person up? Was Ellie Miles, the new bachelorette, who says, "Sending you all my love, Ali."
What about her sister? Did she get involved?
No, I don't know. I think she's still with her boyfriend.
So we're going to speak to Ali.
Yes, we're trying to speak to Ali.
We're having trouble with her phone.
Zoom's not working.
She's on her phone. Oh, good. Hi.
Hey, Ali.
Hi.
Oh, you poor thing.
Hi.
Now,
thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, now you've touched a nerve amongst everyone with your open and honest sharing of what's going on. God. So,
how often are you crying, Ali?
Oh, I would tell you every day, the second day.
How
long's it been now, Ali? How long have you and Tate not been an item?
It's been about a month now. So.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, time heals.
I know, but that's not where she is right now. That's what she's saying. Yeah. She's saying she knows that, but that's not how it feels right now.
It's just a roller coaster.
Exactly. Like, it's a roller coaster.
Many mixed emotions. Yeah.
They're mixed emotions. But is there some joy?
Finding, you know, your own again and being true and aligned with what your soul wants is, it brings me happiness.
Exactly. Righto. Your phone line's not perfect, Ali, but we appreciate you coming on because we wanted to get to reach out and we appreciate you coming on. You know what? It begs a question, Husey. Thank you, Ali. Can we try having the next break, see if we can get somewhere where our phone's
can
a bit better?
Can I just say something deep?
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can either.
I don't reckon you can. I don't reckon you can. I don't reckon you should try.
I'm gonna try.
Give him some music then.
Here we go. Give me some
music. Give him something. Give him some nice, thoughtful music. This is going to
Something. What do you got?
Here we go.
Try not to.
Okay.
Try not. No, I'm emotional.
I know you are. Come on.
Try not to cry because it's over. Try to smile because it happened.
You just ripped off another quote. That's all you've done.
Where's that from?
Now you'll find that on the internet.
Yeah,
you'll find that on
badly ripped
off a
quote.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Try to remember the good times.
All right. 13, 10, 60.
No, come on. There's people out here connect.
What's happened is, right, he's lost his mind. It's too much for him. Have you, what still stinks? Tell us about a breakup that still stinks.
13,
it might have
10,
been a
60.
While ago. It might be raw now. Ali said in her post that we can use strength together. So we want to get as many people on the line as we can so Ali can hear it and we can all use each other's strength to get through it.
But also...
No more quotes, bro.
it's not a competition, but have you been sadder longer than a month? Like, she's been sad for a month.
That's what I'm saying. How long ago was this breakup? And it still stings.
Yeah, and they've dumped you. You haven't dumped them.
No. You could have made the decision to walk away and then maybe realise later.
I reckon it's better that you've been dumped. I like those ones.
All right, then.
13, 10, 60. You heard the question.
Do we have to go into Let's Get Loud?
We do.
Sure.
Yeah. 13, 10, 60.
You've got to dance your way out of it, mate.
I don't know.
Get up.
Hughie and Ed.
13, 10, 60. What still stings?
Yeah, because we've just spoken to Ali from a former Bachelorette. Yeah. What a great series that was, where she found who she thought was the love of her life, a man named Tate.
Yeah.
And they were together for a couple of years.
Oh, mate, they really gave it a go.
Absolutely.
Gave it a proper go.
And we've been talking to Ali. Her phone line's not good. It's not her fault. I blame the NBN.
So do I. I blame the nodes.
Yeah, so, but she has expressed her sorrow on Instagram.
Well, let's hear a little bit.
Hear it one more time. And that's goodbye.
Really sobbing.
Yeah, no, she's sobbing. You know what I've done? I've just looked up Tate's Instagram.
Is he sobbing?
Tate Sweaty AF.
What?
That's his Instagram, Tate Sweaty AF.
Is he
grieving different ways.
Okay. What's he thirst? Is he thirst trapping?
No, but he's obviously taken his sorrow and turned it into motivation, and he's lifting heavy weights and his last.
Was he shirtless?
Shirtless, working all lockdown, and my God, he is shredded. Yeah. Have a look at him.
I don't care because
Look.
Yeah, he's shredded. He's
Look at that.
Is that in a gym?
Look at the.
Is he
getting
his shirt off in a gym?
Yes,
but that's disgraceful. So, she's very upset, and he's thirst trapping. I don't like it.
Well, we're not here to have a crack at him. I'm here to.
Have a crack at him.
No, I'm not having a crack at him. So, what about you guys? Have you grieved over being dumped?
Yeah, of course.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And is there a song dumping that you remember? That, yeah, I've got a song. I can't say the song.
I think I know it.
I ruined it. I ruined the song for my wife, you know. That was this poor idea.
You know, Sure Believe? Do you believe? That's mine. It's just, I love the song.
Yeah.
But it was just at a house party. I got dumped at a house, my own house.
Yeah, right.
Bit much. Yeah, mate. We're going to hear his song. I want to hear his song.
I can't remember what it is.
I know your wedding.
David Gray.
Oh, Babylon.
Babylon, yeah.
Oh, that's a dirge of a song anyway.
Anyway, so, but, you know.
Righto. Here he goes.
Monique.
Hi.
Now, you can connect with Ali, can't you?
Yes.
Well, what happened, Monique?
I was together with my fiancé for 3 years.
Yep.
We have now been separated for 18 months.
And you're still pining. You're still pining for the relationship, for what you thought the relationship was?
Yes. So I've even told him as of recently, as of like a few weeks ago, that I'm very much still wanting that back, and he's very much not.
No.
Now, why did it end, Monique?
He cheated on me.
Yeah.
Monique, I know
he didn't value the relationship like you did.
Exactly, Monique.
No, but like I think it's very hard to let it go because like we have two children together.
Yeah,
Monique.
Oh goodness.
Yeah.
Monique, I know. Thank you for calling. I know it's hard, but it is.
No, but they can get back together.
Yeah, they can, but I'm saying that, Monique, you know.
What?
If he's cheated on her once, he may do it again, is what I'm saying.
Oh, come on, mate.
Well, it's the truth.
Give people a chance to be better.
All right.
Don't do the old leopards never change their spots. Don't be that guy.
I just want Monique to be happy.
You sound like her friend, her male friend who wants to be with her. That's what you sound like.
Geez, you're suspicious.
Gemma.
Yes.
Now, you also have had trouble getting over someone?
Yeah, a little.
What happened?
He cheated, and then he left me the day of my best friend's funeral.
And you want him back?
I don't know.
Gemma, give me a break. Sorry, but give me a break, Gemma. If he's that cold-hearted that he's going to break up with you on the day of your best friend's funeral, he doesn't have your emotions and your best wishes at heart, Gem. Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
sorry, but this has turned into tough love because Gemma needs that. She deserves better.
Yeah, but she
than that.
Remembers the good times in relationships.
What are you doing?
Who inside are you on?
Who are you? You're working for Tate.
Kate. So are you still grieving the end of your relationship, Kate?
Well, I am actually.
How long ago?
5 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Every day you think about what you had.
Definitely.
Oh, how long were you together?
30 years.
It's a long time.
Eight.
That's three decades.
Ask me how it happened.
How did the breakup happen?
I got a text.
No.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Was it a long one, at least? Was it how?
No, I'm sorry. This is a very boring.
No, but was it a long text or a short text? Have you still got that text? Is it still in your phone, that text message?
No, it's down the toilet, to the truth.
You threw the phone down the toilet.
Best place for it.
But would you take him back, Kate?
Probably not now. No.
Yeah, see, Kate's
probably not.
She's laughing.
She didn't say definitely.
I know. Well, you can't ring her. Why are you dancing?
You got really excited when that song started playing.
I like the song. Oh, no, I don't. Thanks, everyone. There's someone better out there.
Maybe not,
but let's go.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
Ed, I've got a new hobby with my son. It's a father-son activity we're going to hopefully do every single day.
I love this. I love father-son activities. I love it. Mine and Arnold, we obviously Duplo, he's 3 years old. And you guys were running. You and Raph were running.
We were running, but then actually, we've got him there. Raph, you're in the home studio. Raph, we were running. You don't want to run with me anymore, do you?
Well, I don't know. It's a bit of a pain. And yeah. It's nice after it, but I mean, while you're doing it, it's just pretty.
Yeah, there's a lot of crying for not a lot of, but you.
Stop saying that.
No, but I'm saying you get a stitch, don't you?
I get a stitch. Yeah.
But you run through it, and what I love about Raph, you run through the pain.
I do like that too.
So, and there's a couple of times where you collapsed, but that was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was never going to leave you behind, although my mother, your grandmother, thought that I was going to leave you on the streets, just collapsed and run off and finish the run.
To where? To finish the run.
Just to finish the
Get
run.
Get you on the way back. So running's out. That's fair enough. But I believe this has got something to do with Guru Hughes.
He's wise, sincere, thoughtful, woke. Namaste, Guru Hughes.
Here he is now. Let's get a classic.
You produce your thoughts. No one else produces them. They're your thoughts.
Now, Raph, you've heard me say that before, haven't you?
Yes, and I love that.
Does that have an effect on you, Raph? As you know, when your dad says that to you, do you go, "Yeah, I do," or do you go?
Yeah, sometimes I just don't. I don't even listen. Sometimes I do listen. But yeah,
generally it has a positive effect. And all jokes aside, Raph,
can you remember another one of your dad's off the top of your head?
I don't know.
Nothing.
It's like, yeah. Reality is amazing or something. I don't know.
Raph is amazing.
That's you can't. That's Raph's. You can't take that one.
No, but I gave it to him. Raph is amazing.
You've never
I'm
said that.
Sure he gave it
I've
to
never
me.
Heard you
no,
say
well,
that.
He's paraphrasing what I say. I'd say now is
some
a miracle.
Some sort of miracle life sort of thing. I'm not quite sure.
Well, the fact is,
there you go.
As in every breath you take in and out, there's a million different amazing miracles happening within your body.
Yeah, that's sort of
That's incredible. But every night now, what are we doing, Raph?
Meditating.
Me and Raph.
I like it.
Meditating together. We sacked your sisters, didn't we? They were useless.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're pretty horrible.
Too noisy?
Too noisy. Not taking it seriously.
Test. She can't sit still.
Seven-year-old, nine-year-old daughter's just absolutely and not committed to the process.
To the practice. And what do you listen to, Raffy?
Oh, we don't listen to anything when we're meditating.
It's not guided.
No, we're just silent.
It's just silence. And
where does your mind go, Raph?
Yeah.
I mean, Dad always tells me to concentrate on my breathing, but I don't know.
Goes everywhere.
It's a range of different things.
Does he do it in a sort of aggressive way to tell you to concentrate on your breathing?
No, he doesn't do it in an aggressive way.
Yeah, I'm pretty soothing, And at the start I say focus on the breath coming in and out of your nostrils. That's just that little.
That's good.
And then, and let's just do it. And we're built up to how long we're doing now. What did we do last night, Raph?
7 minutes.
7 minutes.
And do you enjoy it, Raph?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, it's sometimes like a bit of like, I know it doesn't always seem the best when you're like, oh, got to meditate, but then it's pretty nice during and after.
I'm gonna clap it in. This is a great practice.
It's helping me. This is gonna improve both our lives. And the girls can do whatever they like, but it's we're in there.
Someone says, not around us.
Exactly. Good on you, mate.
On your raft.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Certainly is, and it's Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way. My name's Christian too. What a coincidence.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Well, Ed, I'm excited because at the start of the show, Husey had a crack at us for our poor coincidences, and he reckons he's got a phenomenal one for
so
us
excited.
Right now. If you've got a coincidence, 13, 10, 60.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Hold on to your hats, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you're working with heavy machinery, maybe just step back a little bit. If you're currently operating a hot air balloon, maybe just sort of turn the radio down, not off, but just down a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe if you're currently sharpening ancient samurai blades in the traditional method, maybe just step back for a second.
I need to get to this, so you need to stop with your warnings. Now, so Sunday night, me and the wife lying in bed, kids asleep, thank goodness for that, and we're on the old streaming services looking for something to watch,
mm-hmm.
Bit of a deep dive into, I think, Stan's back catalogue, Family Guy, which is a favourite between we enjoy Family Guy, and we discovered that we hadn't seen the 2016 series.
Awesome.
Yeah, so just happened to say, oh, hang on, we've missed all these Family Guys. And so we're watching a Family Guy, and it's an episode involving Peter, who's the father in the
Homer.
Show. Yeah,
yep.
And he's he ends up being ends up shooting someone else's son. Anyway, so there's lessons there to be learned, but I'm not going to go into that. So there's a couch that's outside. He gets stolen. He didn't think it was going to get stolen. And this conversation happened on Family Guy.
I was thinking we lived in a safe neighborhood, but apparently I was wrong.
Wait, you're saying you were wrong?
Oh, I get it. The Fonz can't say wrong.
No, Peter, he's 70. He's having a stroke.
So that's the
yep.
That's a reference to the Fonz.
Yes.
From the 70s.
Sunday, Monday, show, happy days.
The bloke who lived in a toilet.
Yeah, and guess what? Sunday, my wife just gets on Facebook that night, and September 20, which is what Sunday was, in 1977, was the episode where Fonzie jumped the shark.
Here we go, Fonz. I'm heading for the ramp. Are you sure you want to do it?
Look at that shark, Fonz.
Yeah.
How could you accept the challenge?
She's really going to do it.
How long is this grab?
Can you believe that?
Yeah, no, it's elaborate.
It is.
You getting two clips, and for that, I praise you.
Yeah.
The second one made no sense, but I loved it.
Yeah, but people
I
don't even know.
It.
Everyone knows the term, he jumped the shark.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, and that's it comes from that episode.
Yeah, the final series of Happy Days, when it means that they're out of ideas or they've gone too far.
Yeah.
Right. Well, hopefully yours are a bit shorter. 13,
yeah,
10, 60. We might just get one. 13, 10, 60.
It's pretty dark outside.
Husey and Ed.
Let's do some coincidences.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way. My name's Christian too. What a coincidence.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Now, in hindsight, my Fonz from Happy Day coincidence mightn't have been that good.
No, it was elaborate, which is what I liked.
But you know what? I had a go.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we haven't brought anything to the table this week, so fair enough too.
Well, had you had anything? You did have something.
Oh, yeah, Jack, here we go.
Just real quick.
All right, real quick. Last week, my iPhone completely died.
Yeah.
Just switched off. I'm like, oh, God, now I've got to buy a new iPhone. So I thought I'll quickly check what's happening with my plan.
Yeah.
And my plan had run out on the exact day my phone died.
I love what you've done there, because that's not a coincidence. That's inbuilt obsolescence.
That's good though, isn't it? Though?
Mm.
Because then you can get another plan and get a new phone and off you go again.
Sorted, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's great. There you go. Was it better than mine? I don't know if it's a bit of coincidence, but we're not here to judge. Stav, what's the story?
Sure. Okay, guys, how are we? I hope we're well and
we
safe.
We're
on you, Stav.
Good to hear.
Yep.
Okay, so I was at work last week, which was on a Wednesday, while hubby was homeschooling the kids.
Yeah.
They decided to go for a stroll, a quick walk like they usually do, and found a $10 note on the footpath there.
Love it.
Funny enough, I was working as a transport officer, and to my surprise, roughly the same time as he found a $10 note. I looked down on the road and there was a $10 note there as well.
Yeah, crazy. For 20 bucks up.
Do you have any... Is the date significant at all? Is any relatives passed on that day?
No,
I wonder.
Let's stab ever. It's just a $10.
I think there's more to that one.
No.
I think $20 scratchy or buy a Powerball ticket or something. What? Yeah, can I go back
fair
to
enough, actually. What'd you do?
Can you buy a $20 Powerball ticket or a lotto or something for us?
Well, I did. Well, I actually did, and now I'm still waiting for the results.
You could be a millionaire, Stav.
You probably win.
I'm excited about it.
Absolutely.
That was good.
No, that draw is. Rosie. Simple. What do you got?
Yeah. Okay. So my mum is adopted and she did an ancestry DNA test.
Yep.
And once we got the results back, we found her biological father, which she thought she would never find.
Yeah, that's good.
And then did like the Facebook stalk and everything, look everybody up, found her biological sister. And then upon finding the biological sister, I sent a picture of it to my sister and I was like, oh my gosh, look at her. She looks so much like my mum. And it turned out that my sister had been nannying for my mum's biological sister for Crazy. Almost 2 years.
Nah,
absolutely.
We're never going to beat it. Rosie. I'm going right. off script here. I hope you like Lululemon because you got yourself a $150 voucher thanks to Lululemon. Because
hey.
That is how you do a coincidence. None of this rubbish about old television shows and clips that don't make sense.
Yeah, but I mean,
David, is how you do a coincidence.
Yeah,
it had everything.
No,
it had adoption.
Great.
It had biological.
Yeah,
it had Facebook.
But I mean,
wonderful.
Why don't the other people get presents? Libby.
Because I only have one.
We've got time for one more or not?
Yeah, we can do one
Come
more.
Come on, let's do another one. Libby, what do you got for us?
Hi, guys.
Hello. You will get a present, by the way, and so will our first caller. Jack, you need to look at your sheet.
I'm doing it.
Yep.
My parents' names are Meredith and John. So Meredith isn't a very common name. You don't hear it.
No, absolutely not.
Very
no, often. It's unusual. Yep.
My dad's also a Pommy. My husband and I, we moved house and we met our neighbours. And our neighbours were also named Meredith and John, and he was also a Pommy.
Oh, yeah, crazy. It's Coincidental Wednesday. I've never heard of the combination Meredith and John before. It sounds like a sitcom.
All right, Libby, you can have an Oscar Wiley voucher, $200 worth.
Whoa.
Thanks to Oscar Wiley providing high-quality eyewear and eye test. And the first caller will get a Natio Skin Care gift pack, Natio's New Spirit Collection, skin and body care made with native Australian ingredients. And
what
of
was
course,
her name? What was our first caller's name?
Stav.
Yeah.
Yes. Well done.
And also, don't forget, thanks to Lululemon, sweat and lifestyle gear design, so you can be all in.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Now, after six, Husey had a run-in with the law today. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, also, I've got to make amends to one of my...
staff.
Not staff, no.
Say staff, mate. Hang on. Does this person do paid work for you in the home?
Yes.
So they're your domestic staff.
Yeah, but it's not. It's on a casual basis.
Yeah, exactly. No benefits. No health
no,
benefits.
It's once a fortnight, mate. It's not like.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. Oh,
yeah. Well.
Yeah. Now, time to get legal.
Yeah, good.
Before we talk about this, I've got my legal statement that I have to read from Thash.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. So we're talking about the story today that there's a school that they're calling a prestigious school. Threatening to expel students over appalling muck-up day scavenger hunt proposal.
Right.
And here we go. I have to say that the headmaster unequivocally condemns the activities outlined in this document. He said, the document appears to be the work of a small number of boys who are not representative of our wider Year 12 group. The activities are unlawful, harmful, and disrespectful of the public and have appalled our school community. We will not, of course, not going to be naming any students, and we are making no reference or inference that this relates to all of the students
Absolutely.
In Year 12 or any of the other students at this school.
Yeah. Yep. So what
I'm
can we do
if
now?
It annoys you.
No, I don't. I'm not saying that I'm not tarring everyone with the same brush. I don't want to tar anyone with a brush. It sounds like a painful thing to do. Brushing tar on someone, is that part of what they're up to?
Well, that's not on the list.
There
was a document that's been it's being investigated, which has been coined I didn't want to say the name of it, which sets out tasks for Year 12 boys to complete to earn points as part of a muck-up day scavenger hunt. But the things described are terrible.
Yeah, I know. Can we even say what was described?
So, am I allowed to say what's described?
I don't know.
A couple of them. A couple of the nicer things.
Well, you what say, about the whack you say the sack? One I'm like, yeah.
Can we say whack the sack?
We just said it.
Yeah. Mm. Of a complete stranger.
So whack the sack of a stranger, and we're not talking about their backpack.
No, we're not.
Talking about whacking a male's sack.
Yes. And that.
We're talking about Santa Claus here. We're talking about.
I reckon we get it. Yeah. That is. And that, sadly.
Can't be whacking the sack of a stranger.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought
so. Or even a friend. Don't whack someone's sack.
Yeah.
Unless they want you to whack their sack.
No, they don't. And even if they say they do, don't do it because they might.
I don't whack a sack.
What's happened? And now, so also, has it, do what, something on the Harbour Bridge, something both illegal and bad for your health.
So
one of the high scoring games that they propose is to go to the station in cuffs, get arrested.
It's crazy.
This is unbelievable
madness.
Stuff.
Do we know that any of this stuff actually happened, or it was just a wish list? As far as we know, it didn't happen.
No. It was caught before it.
Right. So it was just a fantasy. Was it? It was not like
some foolish
young person thought I'll just tap this tappity tap tap on my Facebook or something. Was
no, no, it was a proper document. It was actually
bound. Was it? Like
no, no, it was very professional. It was very professionally laid out. It had a title page and everything.
You know what?
What did you do at my
park back
day?
We just didn't have the energy for any of that.
Neither did I.
Couldn't be bothered.
I couldn't.
There was nothing that organised.
No.
I remember there was a dart. Someone was throwing darts at each other, like throwing darts at each other. It was dangerous, and we shouldn't have done it. But it was something not organised. It was just
someone filled my bag with bricks. Right. I think that was a targeted attack.
Yeah, well, not a random brick filling.
No.
Mm. What about you, Jack? What about back in London? Do they have you're not from London, are you?
I mean, UK, London, Croydon, nearby. But yeah, we just responsibly had a few drinks.
Responsibly?
Yeah. Illegally.
Yeah. It happens. But so what's happened? Are they getting expelled, these people?
They're under investigation.
Oh, look.
Right?
I know.
Just don't. What?
Silly.
Silly. And I'm not allowed to read the full list, and I'm not allowed to put it on our socials.
I shouldn't be laughing. Are we good? It's not fun to laugh at either.
Well done.
Thank you.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. Husey and Ed.
Certainly is happy hump day, everybody.
Yeah, can I just say earlier in the show, Jack made a mistake. He called what I'm wearing Lululemon.
He did.
It's Lululemon, we've been told.
Thank you. Well, I already knew. I didn't need to be told.
I am enjoying my hoodie.
It's very good.
I lost it for a couple of weeks.
Really good hoodie.
It was in the front room where I had been self-isolating for those 2 weeks.
Hasn't been washed.
Mm. My wife worries that I look too filthy too often. Do you agree?
No.
There's a little mark on the jumper.
Well, yeah, only a bit though. No. I get the same thing. My wife often says that's got a stain on it. You can't wear it. And I'm like, there's only one small stain. It's a large jumper. I'm wearing it.
Exactly. I think that you should be allowed to wear dirty clothes.
I agree.
Not too dirty. You've got to keep it within reason.
Yeah,
so,
not filthy rags, but
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, but yeah, if they look at, if you're at the checkout at the supermarket and the person behind the counter looks like they don't want to, deal with you, they should though.
Maybe just wash that.
They've all got screens up now.
Yeah, exactly. What do they care? If there's a bit of schmush on my jumper. What do they care?
Sanitizer next to the counter.
They're okay.
Just wear gloves.
Now, when we come back.
Oh, right. We're talking.
Yeah.
On the subject of filthy.
Yeah, it's funny you've admitted that because it's the subject of your self-admitted filthy house and someone who has to deal with that. One of your domestic servants is coming on after they were brutally taken down by you on air yesterday.
No, they weren't taken down by me. I said we're missing them.
Mm.
I said that our bathroom's smelling of urine. It's because we've got no cleaners at the moment.
Because you can't do it and neither can your three children.
No, but it's my son's the problem. He's just not. He's really must be missing the bowl. He must be.
Oh, my God.
It's only right. 11, but come on.
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
Brando, would look into my eyes.
Ironic.
Why?
Rules at your joint for the domestic staff. No, look into Husey's eyes.
That's ridiculous.
Ellen
you know
style.
I've had the same cleaners for years. Mother and daughter team. They're a bloody dynamic duo. They are Joni and Patsy.
Well, not what you were saying yesterday when you come out swinging against them.
Oh, look,
we have some of that, Jack.
Mm-hmm. Where we are, our cleaners haven't been able to come. And one of our toilets, there's a persistent smell of urine.
What's cleaners wrong with your hands?
No, I haven't thought to do it myself because our
that
cleaners.
That was awful. But that's really poor. I thought you were a man of the people.
Our cleaners
are you still paying to come over.
Are you still paying them?
Joni's in her 80s.
Oh, God. You're saying she might no longer. Oh, God.
She's with us, but she's like, oh, come on. I was out of line there. Absolutely out of line because I know we're about to speak to Joni.
Hi, Joni.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Well.
Now,
how are you, more to the point?
Oh, I'm very well.
Are you, though?
I'm dying to get back to Husey's and clean.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Oh, really?
I absolutely appreciate that. And we're missing you, Joni. You and Patsy, you're a bloody great combo. And
thanks for that, Dave. We're coming. We're coming. We're just waiting for Mr.
Dan. So that we can, you know, get back to something like normal.
Joni, there was another claim made there. That you are an octogenarian.
I'll put some mayo on that, I'd say.
How old do you, because I know how old Joni is. Don't say yet, Joni. How old do you think Joni is?
I know that Joni is in her, I think, early 70s.
Joni?
A little bit past 70s. I'm 77.
Gosh, you've got a great vibe, Joni.
77. I just had a birthday.
Yeah. Good on you, Joni. Now, Joni.
Joni is as fit as a fiddle, and Joni often gives me tips on what I should and shouldn't be eating, don't you, Joni? And I appreciate that. So, yeah, absolutely. And she's – and
now, Joni, about this toilet with the persistent urine smell.
The toilet, Ed. Okay.
Yeah.
What you do, you draw an arrow.
Yep.
And you and the guys have got to hit that arrow and it'll stay in the middle.
Yeah, right. So –
Joni, it won't go over the sides or anything.
Had you noticed, Joni, in your time cleaning our house, especially since my son started weeing standing up in the toilet, which is a number of years now, not in the toilet, but next to the toilet. did you notice a urine smell?
No.
It's only since you've gone that it's gone.
What does that tell you?
Because you've got to put some smellies in it.
Got some smellies in the toilet. My wife, to be honest, Joni, today has thrown out the toilet brush. She claims it was the toilet brush.
What?
Well, you need the glove. You've got to put the glove and it goes right up to your elbow and then you get your hand right in and you get in and out under the bowl and around.
Yeah, right. You really
I don't like
there.
Toilet brushes, no.
You're not a toilet brush person?
No, I never use them. I use a glove.
Well, I did not. I should have known that, and I did not know
that.
Are
you ready to glove
up? I'll teach you. When I come back, I'll teach you.
Can you glove up,
Husey? I've got to glove up before you come back, because we don't know when you're going to be able to come back, Joni, do we? We just don't know.
I know. I hope it's after Sunday.
Can I ask you a question, Joni?
Yeah.
When you walk into the Hughes compound, do you look at your daughter and go, here we go? This joint is an absolute.
No. We just say, let's do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, get glove up and let's just get through it.
What they can get achieved in 2 hours is unbelievable. I can't believe. And still chat away and like not look.
Oh, I see.
No.
Oh, okay, less chat, more cleaning, Joni. Less chat, more cleaning.
I enjoy chatting. We have a good chat.
She gloves, cleans and leaves. That's what he wants. Joni.
No, I can't wait to get you. Throw out the brushes. Then they're smelly sometimes.
We'll throw out. My wife has already thrown a brush out. So out of in your long career of cleaning houses, Joni, where do we sit in the messiness of houses? Are we in the middle or are we up the higher end of messy or lower end? And be honest, my wife's she'll hear the podcast.
No, you're not. Look, you're in the low. You're great. That's terrific. Jeez. We love coming there.
Do you ever watch the Ellen Show, Joni?
No.
Yeah. Just starting to remind me.
She's working during the day.
She's a worker. You know what I mean? She doesn't turn the TV on, watch TV while she's at your house. She works. She gets the job done. And well done, you know. So
we don't eat out of the fridge. We don't sit down and have a cup of tea.
Don't eat out of the fridge. Well, the good news is you got a pay rise when you come back, Joni.
Yeah, no, big bonus.
Bonus,
it's gonna
Joni.
Be a big clean bonus, the first Joni. Day you're back. It's going to be big. All right.
So. We'll be back.
Thank you, Joni.
God, I love Joni.
Bloody legend, 77, mate.
So.
Doing her thing.
So if you are someone who is in the cleaning profession, tip a bucket. Do you clean for either an office or a home, which is just a sty? Just lazy, filthy people. This is not you guys, but lazy, filthy people who just can't lift a finger. And you're like, you people making me sick.
All right, 13, 10, 60. Are you cleaning for slobs?
And even restaurants, just if it's just.
And we will keep you anonymous. So
you don't have to
say.
You're
not going to get in trouble.
You're not going
right?
to get
we'll
in trouble.
We'll keep you anonymous, but this is a chance to vent.
Yeah, these people.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
We just heard from Husey's wonderful cleaner, who without her, Husey's toilet is now stinking of urine.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that's a harsh way to say it. But, yeah, it's when I need to get in there, get in the between the tiles.
The grout, bro.
Yeah, and so
bleach the grout.
Joni's 77. She never complains. Turns up with her daughter Patsy, and together they get the job done every fortnight. So,
but she said that you're on the low end of filthiness. But
yeah,
we've got a stack of calls coming in of people who are in the cleaning profession who are cleaning for slobs.
Katie, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you going?
Good. Yeah. Now you've heard the request, and you rung us quick smart. So, are you cleaning for slobs?
I am. I do a lot of office cleaning, and in particular, I have one real estate office that is just horrible.
What do they do? What do they do, Katie?
A number of things. The worst is probably it's majority men, and they don't clean or use the toilet scrubber at all, I don't think.
Oh,
come on, Katie.
So there's just, it's just, they're just.
It's just memory lane. Oh. That's terrible.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and as well as that, they have two dishwashers and they don't clean out any of their food containers and they leave everything on the bench.
Oh, no, Katie.
Not good.
It's awful.
You need to leave a note. You just scum.
You cannot.
From Katie.
I want to go back to the toilet. It's an awful thing to talk about, but you know what?
Yeah.
If you're in a public toilet, even if a private home, I'm a big, I know that Joni, my cleaner, doesn't use a Dunny brush, but I'm a big Dunny brush guy.
You're a good guy
like
that.
You've got to get it off the side of the bowl. It's awful,
definitely.
Isn't it? Ugh.
What if someone goes in after you?
Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
Come on.
That happens here.
I know.
Who does it? What animals are doing that?
Tom and Ollie.
Well, I want to name names. But,
all right, I'll name two.
John, you also clean, is that right?
That's correct, Yeezy. Hello, Ed.
Hello, mate.
Now, you're, what's the problem?
I do domestic cleaning, and I had a new client about 2 months ago, and they got 3 or 4 kids there, Yeezy, and what happened was they left little deposits on the carpet.
The kids did?
Oh. Yes.
John.
And I think they thought I was going to clean that up.
John, come on. John.
Well, they're going, oh, the cleaner's due today, so we'll just leave that there for them to do. It's not on.
You get $25 an hour, and I thought, love, you can pay me $40 an hour. Love, I won't be getting rid of that.
Come on.
So did you, you said to them, I'm not cleaning it, or you just left it?
The first time I picked it up. The second time I thought, no, I can't do it. I've got standards. I've got, you know what I mean? I've got standards.
Yeah, absolutely. John, of course, mate. You're not cleaning. You're not picking that up.
Yeah, I can't do things like that, Husey.
I'm with you, mate, John. You shouldn't have to, and you don't have to. So have you no longer cleaning for those people, or?
I don't clean for them no more, and I just clean the house at home for our 5 family, and I'm the cleaner in the house there. Right?
Good on you, John. See, there you go. Yeah. You don't have to go into that. That's human.
Great.
That no, thank just, you.
Fiona.
Fellas.
Ooh.
How you going? Cheesy big fangirl here.
Good on you, Fiona.
So hello.
So you ran a cleaning business.
So I ran a cleaning business, started in the domestic, ended up having 35 cleaners.
Wow.
Now I run a business that teaches cleaners how to run their business. So seen it all. Yeah, little plug, Start My Cleaning Biz is
love
my
it.
Business.
Good on you, yep. Fiona. Always happy for a plug. Now, what's the worst thing you saw?
Okay, top three. Worst one was gentlemen that love the grog, love a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Regular heavy drinker would spew in containers and buckets and pop them in under the sink and the cupboards for us.
Oh, and then you
have a little chuck.
Oh, and they just fester over a week, and then you turn up and you'd be vomit with, I imagine, stuff growing on top of it. And
Probably the other one. The second worst is we used to clean a lot of gymnasiums, and people used to try to lift things they shouldn't and pop the pupil valve.
No.
They'd throw the undies in the corner of the change room at the gym.
Feces covered undies in the gym.
Okay. Someone's tried to bust a hack squat and they've had to leave the undies in the corner.
Oh, come on.
Can we even get to number one? Can we even get to number one?
Okay. Look, number one is, unfortunately, it's schools. Yep. And we were cleaning out a couple of schools that won't be mentioned. And the kids do like to explore their own bodies, and we used to find all sorts of things in the bathroom. Probably the worst
No,
it's getting to the point where it could be a little bit
damaged. She wasn't doing it.
Fiona can chat off air.
Yeah. Thanks, Fiona.
It's the Husey and Ed catch up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
Gentlemen, it's Wednesday, so let's get some facts of the freak of variety.
It's a super freak,
super freaky
fact.
With Eliza Larkholm.
Hey, Eliza.
Hi.
Hey, good on you. Good on you.
Hi, you're
Hi, feeling Eliza. Good today? You're in a mood for giving us some facts, Eliza?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. So I hear you got a birthday coming up. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, when is it?
5th of October.
5th of October. Oh, that's great. Now, very soon.
How old are you turning?
8.
The big 8, not 1-8.
Yeah, no.
Big 8.
Big 8, yep.
Yep, so time flies. You'll be, you know, driving a car before you know it, Eliza.
I know.
Yeah. Oh. Don't end Eliza's childhood right now.
No, I'm not.
Eliza, you stay in the moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'll sit in the front seat one day, though. Do you ever sit in the front seat?
Nope.
No. Nope. One day.
Nope.
You happy in the back, just cruising?
Nope.
Yeah. So, Eliza, let's go with fact number one.
Cheese was made accidentally 4,000 years ago by storing milk in containers made from the stomach of animals.
Super freaky fact.
I love it.
So they stored milk in the containers made from the stomachs of animals.
Yeah, and then it would have been been out for too long.
And then
blah, blah, blah,
all of a sudden you've got cheese.
Genius, Eliza.
Are you a cheese fan, Eliza?
Yeah.
Do you like a cheese toasty, or how do you like your cheese?
Cheese toasty.
Yeah, with Vegemite or without, Eliza?
Not with Vegemite.
Yeah, okay, because my son's 3 and he loves Vegemite and cheese together.
Oh, yeah, right.
Anyway.
I'm not a... Anyway.
Oh, God.
Whatever you like. I'm... What? I'm a jam man.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I'm a jam man, although I did once...
Yeah, I know.
Once did an ad for Vegemite, which is a great product. And I wasn't allowed to say that I was a jam man during that time.
Now the truth can be revealed. Finally, the truth can be revealed about Husey's shocking lie about Australian classic.
Now, let's go
what
with...
What else have you lied about?
No. Let's go with fact number two, Eliza.
More people visit France than any other country. Almost 90 million people visited the country in 2018.
I would never have thought that France was the most visited country. That's fantastic news.
Well, I've been there. Have you been there, Ed?
Yeah.
No. You haven't been there, Eliza, one day. What country do you want to visit? Have you got one country on your wish list?
No.
Would you like to go to Disneyland?
Yes.
Yeah, well, one day you'll probably get there, I imagine, if you want to. Up to you.
Anywhere you don't want to go.
No.
No, open
That's
mind.
A negative thing.
Respect
Why
that.
Would you say
that? Don't know. I'll throw it out there.
I don't think it's, that was a wise.
My son wants to go to Russia.
I think it was a wise question.
My son wants to go to Russia.
Do you want to go to Russia, Eliza?
No.
No, not particularly. It's cold, isn't it, Russia, generally?
Can be.
Looks a bit drab. Now, Eliza, here we go. Fact number three.
Gorillas live in a semi-permanent state of flatulence. They are almost always farting. Don't stand behind them at the zoo.
There we go.
Super freaky fact.
Look, you can relate.
That's a bit. Yeah,
well,
that's
got
me.
Something in common because it's due to their vast vegetarian diet.
Well, there you go. That's why. Lisa. Yep. Are you anyone in your family flatulent, Eliza? Any of your parents?
My dad.
Yeah,
it's classic.
Often it is the dad.
It's classic, isn't it?
My children would say exactly the same thing. The thing is, as a dad, you feel like you've earned the right.
No, that's absolutely right. My house, my rules. Cop this.
You don't like it? You know where the door is.
Yeah, exactly. You know, well, you probably should open it anyway.
All right. Congratulations, Eliza. Well done. You've got yourself a smartwatch, all thanks to Space Talk.
Oh, they're the best, Eliza.
Best, Eliza.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Superstar. Eliza,
Space Talk, simply safer phones for kids, available at JB Hi-Fi, Officeworks, and SpaceTalkWatch.com.
Hughie and Ed.
Certainly is. And Hughie made a claim during our great segment of Freaky Facts.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a claim. It was, an assumption.
An assumption. Mm.
Oh, do you want to put it out there? Do you want to go to Russia, Eliza?
No, not particularly.
It's cold, isn't it, Russia, generally?
Can be.
Looks a bit drab. That's from afar. I've never been to Russia.
You've read a few books about it.
Yeah, no, I admire.
Most of them are from a while ago, though.
No, I admire their spirit.
Oh, you can't beat them. You're like trying to beat them. Beat joint.
Yeah, definitely. Second World War, Hitler did the wrong thing, many wrong things. The one that really finished him off was deciding to invade Russia.
Don't do that.
No, they fought back hard.
And the winter will get you.
Yeah.
So the question is on 131060, have you been to Russia and is it drab?
Yeah, I wonder if anyone's been to Russia. Not many people go there.
I don't feel as though people are going to Russia. Have you been to Russia? Did you find it drab?
We really want to hear from someone who's been to Russia.
You have to have been to Russia.
Mm. Yeah.
Not to say it
we looks drab. We won't accept former Soviet republics, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it'd be good if someone had been to Moscow or anywhere in Russia. Well, Siberia would be good.
St. Petersburg.
Siberia in Russia? Or is Siberia its own country?
No, it's a part of Russia. Vladivostok, we'll accept that.
Well, 131060. Have you been to Russia?
Sochi,
and is it a bit drab?
Sochi, during the Winter Olympics.
Yes,
131060.
They had the summer ones too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the World Cup.
Yeah.
It's the Hughie and Ed catch up.
131060. Have you been to Russia? And was it drab?
Look, I've never been there. It looks drab.
Yeah, no, look, the depictions are drab. But it's safe to say it's the depictions of Russia is drabness.
And, you know, I don't use that word very often. But I've never been there, so that's from afar. We need to hear from people who have been there. And judging by a mad board of callers, there's so many have gone. Taylor, when did you last go to Moscow?
Hi, Hughie and Ed. I actually lived there for 5 years.
Wow.
Wow, Taylor.
Yeah, and I have only recently come back last year.
Was it Moscow or whereabouts in Russia?
Yeah, Moscow. I was working at an international school there, and then I worked in a Russian school there.
Now, this is great. You're perfect for this, Taylor.
Yeah.
Drab, not drab.
I've never called a radio station
before. Oh, we're very happy to have you with us. Drab or not drab?
Not drab. Definitely not drab. I originally was supposed to go there for 2 months and then fell in love with the place. You know, fell in love with the people as well, and I stayed there for 5 years.
How's your Russian?
Terrible.
It's hard. Yes. It's known as probably one of the two or three most hardest languages in the world to learn.
You're right.
Yeah, it's one of the main reasons I left, because I just wasn't understanding the language enough to say.
Do they? A lot of Europe speaks good English. Do they speak good English in Moscow or?
Not really. I think the World Cup really, I left sort of just towards the end of the World Cup, and there, obviously in Moscow, everything, almost in 6 months, everything turned around and there was a lot more English. Signs and posters and the metro changed to say English as well on every stop, but Yeah, the English isn't strong.
But part of my, I've got an image of Russia being the Wild West and like where, you know, rules are made to be broken. Is that true or not?
It's definitely opposite to, you know, some of those things happen, but it's not, you know, the people are so beautiful. Yep. I probably have had more help there than sometimes walking down the street here.
Yeah, so the people are lovely. Thank you, Taylor.
I like Taylor.
Yeah, absolutely. And first time she ever rang a radio station.
Always nice. Happy to hear honored. That.
Ruth, when were you been there? When did you go?
Went a couple of years ago, and yeah, no one smiles. They don't really want you there.
No vibe. No vibe. No welcoming vibe. What
it's
type?
It's basically the opposite of Australia. Like we're very welcoming. They're very well. I don't know. Oh, and also a good thing I remember is their vodka with breakfast. They pretty much shove vodka and wine down your throat wherever you go.
Breakfast.
Yeah, even with breakfast, they give you vodka and like a shot of vodka and you're like, okay. But if I try to, because I like to mix it with orange juice and stuff like that.
Fair enough.
But if you try and mix it, they give you this death look, as in it's like an insulting to mix it with anything. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, just do what they say.
Straight vodka for breakfast without any orange juice.
Chaser.
They're still not smiling. And yeah.
Yeah, you'd think after a shot of vodka in the morning, they'd be fired up.
Well, there's one we've got one. No, I like it. I like it. On the other though.
I need another.
Michael, you've spent time in Russia.
Well, I sure have, mate. Yourself?
I've never been there, so that's the thing. I want to hear from people who have been there.
What did you do when you were there, Michael?
Mate, when I went there as a actual horse trainer.
Oh, what type of horses?
Yeah. It was dressage. It was. We actually used to do race horses in Mount Larkham, Calliope, Gladstone. Oh. But we're over there in a bar, and we met one of Putin's security advisors. And he was loose on the vodka, having shots with him and everything.
Yeah.
And we must have impressed him being, like, Australian, as we are.
Yeah.
So, shit, the next week, they gave his phone number, and he got us back to meet Putin at his ranch.
Seriously, Michael?
Michael, hang on.
I'm
serious, mate.
You have met Putin.
Yes. Obviously, we couldn't understand him. We talk Calliope, mate, not Russian. So we couldn't understand him, but
he's mad for horses. He's a mad horse guy, and he loves his dressage because it's prestigious.
Yeah. Can you imagine if we got him to Randwick or Flemington? He would love it. Because they don't do racehorses over there.
No. That is...
That's an incredible story, Michael. Absolutely incredible. You swear on your family's life that you have met Putin, Michael?
Not properly. Just like, you know, really, they're in the same room sort of thing.
That's more likely. That's more likely.
And so, all right, final word for Michael. Drab or not drab, Russia, Michael?
Love it. Honestly, there's that many women there, it's unbelievable.
Ooh, here we go.
10 years younger.
And spoke
Russian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whew, that was like riding a horse bareback with Michael. It was a wild ride.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Certainly is. Hanging out with you all thanks to our legendary mates at McDonald's. The Monopoly game at Macca's is in full swing. With 1 in 5 chance to win instantly, download the app. Pill play and win today. Ends October 20th. Full T's and C's at mcdonalds.com.au.
Yeah, how about $532 million worth of prizes up for grabs? 1 in 5 chance to win instantly. Pill, you know, you only need to buy 2 products and you got, you know, you're going to win.
Yeah,
basically.
Look,
instantly.
Yes. $5,000 Flight Centre gift cards. 4 of those. $10,000 red balloon voucher. There's one of those. 6 Volkswagen T-Crosses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Last time, Steve and Sasha got themselves brand new cars.
I know they did.
You know, Travis got a Europe trip for tow.
I know. I don't even know he took. Now, when we come back, we have to talk about Love Island America because someone has been in the show, then edited out of the show. They haven't said why, and now it's just come to light what got this man kicked out of Love Island America.
Wouldn't it be a good reason?
Well, they're saying his past has come back to haunt him, or is it?
Is he an axe murderer?
No.
All right. What did he do?
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
Love Island USA star Noah Purvis fired after viewers unearthed gay adult video past. Very strange, this story. Now,
so is he, and it's the heterosexual version of Love Island,
exactly.
Is it?
Well, well, that's the thing. That's not. No, I know, but that's not said, is it? It's just Love Island.
Yeah, why can't?
That's what I mean. So here we go. He was in the show, and viewers started wondering, wait a sec, where's Noah gone? And because he walked in saying this.
Going into the villa, I know I'm going to turn those ladies' heads. I may make one of them have a heart attack, but that is okay. I'm CPR certified woman, and I know mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Well, so he's going in. Yeah, of course you can. So you'll recognize him. So
Well, he's stunning.
Yeah, he is beautiful. And so he's been kicked off CBS and over there and the other. They've said that, listen, he lied on his application form. And they found out that he was, in fact, in adult male-on-male videos. He's putting on his glasses.
He's Ethan in that scene.
Mm. Yeah, you know Ethan. And so he... they noticed that he had a beauty spot on his ribs. And then they put two and two together, and those Ethan fans went, hang on, that's Ethan.
He's a better looking version of Leonardo DiCaprio. There you go, I've said it.
What? What a big call.
Yeah, absolutely. Why would they get rid of him?
That's what I'm saying. Because he lied on his application form.
Oh, everyone lies on every application
form. That's the whole point.
You know what, he's not allowed to make a living before he goes in Love Island?
Yeah, what are you meant to do? Nothing? And then Love Island, then back to nothing. And you know what's happened now because he's been kicked out. What's he going to go back and have to do?
Well, he doesn't have to do it. I mean, I'm sure he had fun doing it. You know, I mean, you can't act that. You can't fake that. Really.
You're right, man. You're right.
Is that all we're going to discuss?
Ethan is known for his truthful performances.
Anyway, good luck to him. What's his name again?
You know his name.
All right, if you missed the show, you can download the podcast. Oh, download the Hit app, sorry. Get yourself the podcast, listen to that, and we'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
The Monopoly game at Macca's is in full swing, and there are $532 million worth of prizes up for grabs. Peel, play, and win today. Ends on the 20th of October, 2020. Full T&Cs at mcdonalds.com.au.